Hello, everybody. My name is John Ingram with Town Square Media Montrose, and I am once again overjoyed to be joined by two of my favorite people, Troy Raper, the artistic director and orchestra conductor of the Valley Symphony Association, and Stacy Ryan, whose official title is the director of communications and development. And we're going to do some communicating right now. So I appreciate you both coming in and joining us. And of course, we've chatted before about season 53 and also prior seasons, but there is an upcoming concert that we want to make sure everybody marks on their calendar. It is Laugh, Saturday Morning Soundtracks, which I'm very excited to hear all about, coming up on October 26th at 7 p.m. and Sunday, October 27th at 3 p.m. at the Montrose Pavilion. And Stacy and Troy, I hope I didn't take any words out of your mouth with this introduction, but I appreciate you both coming on. And I'm curious, Troy, we'll start with you about how this theme of Laugh, Saturday Morning Soundtrack, the idea behind it, the thought behind it, and what some of the folks who come out can expect to hear.
Well, thanks for having us, first of all. And absolutely, the idea behind our season this season is to really enjoy the play that we do as musicians and share that with our audience and really engage our audience in things that are familiar and fun to listen to and have some sort of attachment. So as I was developing this season, I wanted to find, you know, the top 25 things that I thought people might want to hear and sort of integrated it into four or five concerts that sort of hold that attention over the season. So the first one is Laugh, and this is all about music that's been used in cartoons and Saturday mornings. I can remember, you know, back watching TV Saturday mornings and having the cartoons going, and the music is so much a part of it, working all the way back to, you know, the early Warner Brothers cartoons where they would take a cartoon and animate it specifically to the hits and the things that were happening in a classical piece. So I picked six or seven pieces here that are highly relatable to that theme.
When I just kind of think through my childhood and think, I mean, unfortunately, I don't watch many Saturday morning cartoons these days, although there are still some that are near and dear to my heart. And it just, the word that comes to mind is nostalgia in a way. Just some of the cartoons that you grew up with, the theme songs and some of the sound effects inside the episodes. Stacy, I'm curious for you what this means as a member of the orchestra, what it means for the orchestra to play some of these. Was it easier to be able to play the song since many people had heard them before?
Well, yes and no. There are a lot of notes in these songs.
Yeah.
Just to put it lightly, but they're so fun. We are so excited about this concert. And it's really, you know, it offers something for everyone. It's not really just for classical enthusiasts,
right,
or those who, you know, remember the Saturday morning element of this, but it's really, and it is nostalgic, the Saturday morning cartoon part, but there's also the thrill of the video games that's going on. Huh. So this really is, we're offering something for everybody for all age ranges. And Troy could speak to that more because he's a gamer as well.
Are you a gamer, Troy?
I am. I have a terrible addiction. I love my video games.
There are worse things.
The other half of this concert is some video game music. The arrangements that we're using were made very famous by a group called Video Games Live, and they tour playing theme songs and various things from video games. So I've incorporated that as well, because that's sort of the new cartoons, you know, it's the new activity, and everything from, you know, wandering around in a jungle trying to solve a puzzle to, you know, first person shooters to dungeon crawlers, you know, it's the music that's happening in the background is very interesting, I think, and also very challenging. I mean, some of this stuff is really putting the orchestra through their paces. And, you know, but speaking back to when I started here, the whole idea was to sort of start developing a different take on how much better we can get with what we're doing. And this gives them some challenge. And it's also really fun for the audience. We're going to have sort of a multi-sensory process here where we'll have videos running during some of the music that we have, and it will sort of engage our audience in a different way that hasn't been done before.
Yeah, and Stacey, I feel like I cut you off when you were giving your when you were talking previously. If you want to pick back up there, or anything else you have to add?
Oh no, it's really just Troy's really done a lot to for this whole season to really make this accessible for all ages. And but and again, these are going to be very recognizable tunes,
right?
Like, you know, William Tell, like the, you know, the Lone Ranger.
Yep.
Flight of the Bumblebee, all kinds of fun stuff. And then a lot of the, you know, Bugs Bunny stuff that you'll hear, little interludes and all kinds of fun little things that I guarantee you, you will recognize. But again, it's more that along with the season theme of play, this concert with Laugh is, it's really going to be fun. And it, like, and again, Troy's bringing this interactive element to it, which will also just make it all the more lively and memorable.
And just a reminder, I mentioned the days and times before, but the upcoming show, Saturday Morning Soundtracks, or I should say Laugh Saturday Morning Soundtracks, coming up on October 26th at 7 p.m. That's a Saturday. And then Sunday, October 27th at 3, that is at the Montrose Pavilion. You can get more information and tickets at valleysymphony.net. It is .net, right?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure. I've said it so many times, but... my memory isn't what it used to be. Well, before we move on to a couple pertinent things like season tickets and a Phil the Cello, which I'm dying to hear, Phil the Cello promotion, I'm curious if there's anything else you guys have to add about the concert itself.
Well, I wanted to do a little shout out, a big shout out to our concert partner, which is Montrose Emergency Physicians. And Dr. Borgo, who is the person who I talked to when I had this idea that, along with the idea of Laugh, that, you know, we have all heard the term laughter is the best medicine. So I thought, hey, we should have Dr. Borgo's group come in and consider this. He loved the idea. And of course, and they're our partners. So the other thing that's kind of interesting behind that, just as a little bit of history and background with our organization, is that his daughter, Anwen, is a violist. Mm. And she has premiered, and a composer, and she's premiered a couple of pieces with us in the past, as well as the Valley Youth Orchestra when she was like 11, I think. And she now goes to the Berklee School of Music, and she is studying to become a composer for video games and movie soundtracks.
Interesting.
So that's a little tidbit there about how this is all connected, and it really, I think it makes the experience more rich and the appreciation of our concert partner more rich. So, like I said, I just wanted to do that shout out. And and recently, Dr. Borgo was honored by the Fall Clinics as the Physician of the Year.
Really?
So, again, shout out and kudos to Dr. Borgo. He's been here for over 2 decades, and we're lucky to have the emergency physicians in our community.
That's very well said. I think that that's really interesting, the tie-in with his daughter.
Yeah.
And Troy, so I understand there is something called Phil the Cello that is coming up. I don't know. We touched briefly on it before we started talking today, but I'm very curious to hear. I understand this is your brainchild and just what Phil the Cello is. Explain it to our listeners.
Well, I love having opportunities to sort of play with words. So the Phil the Cello is either F-I-L-L or P-H-I-L as in Philharmonic.
Ah.
Phil the Cello is basically, I was looking for a way to continue our goal to get 100% giving from our people, our volunteers. Everybody plays as a volunteer, but nobody pays a fee or does any of that. So we were looking at working on grant writing and doing all these things, and it came across that we didn't have a donation box. And I thought, well, why don't we just turn a cello into a donation box? So it sort of started there, and so we now have this donation box that is an old cello. It was my mother's cello.
Wow.
That she gave to me many, many years ago, and I used it in my orchestras when I was teaching until it finally just wasn't usable anymore. So it sat on the shelf, and we were in a meeting, and I said, hey, why don't we just get a cello and have people stuff dollars into the sound holes on a cello? And everybody thought it was a good idea. So we had the art department, my wife painted it, and it's now Phil the Cello, the donation box. So we're trying to fill the cello with donations. And then at the end of the season, we're going to put names, we're going to pull names of people who have filled out the form and put a donation in the box. And we will see who can guess how much money's in the cello. And we're going to give away a season ticket for next season, or a set of season tickets for next season to the winner of the closest guess of how much money's in the cello.
Wow. Well, if I'm not mistaken, and that is very creative, by the way, if I'm not mistaken, cellos are not small, right?
No.
And that gives an idea for the listeners and supporters of the VSA, gives an idea of the reliance of the Valley Symphony Association on community involvement. And Phil the cello, for some reason, when you spell it P-H-I-L, it's like personification. I think of it as like a little cartoon character.
A little guy.
Yeah.
His name is Phil.
Yeah, it's Phil. His name is Phil, and we're going to fill him up.
Yeah, that's funny. Well, I think that is very creative. And so you said the cello is going to be, is it going to be in the lobby of the concert? Or explain about where people can find it.
Yeah, we'll have it on a table in the lobby for the entire run of the season. We'll also have some little pieces of paper people can, attach their donation to or wrap it up and stuff it in there. And then we'll pull names at the end of the season and see we're in our March concert or April concert. We'll pull everything and do an announcement and do the whole thing.
I appreciate that. Well, thanks for letting us all know about that. Great way to support the VSA. And Stacy, back to you. I know that season 53 is really just kicking off in a lot of ways, and season tickets still available from what I understand?
Absolutely. Well, they're available through probably our Sunday concert because the idea is for the season pass, it's you buy four concerts, you get one free. So, of course, that has to include the October concert. So our season passes are $80 for adults and $20 for students, and that translates to $20 for a individual ticket or five for an adult and $5 for a student.
Okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
It's fine. And I did want to do a shout out to our season partners.
Yes.
So we have our individual concert partners, but we also have season, overarching season partners, and it's Cimarron Wealth Management and the David Mize family. And we're really appreciative of their generous support for the entire season, along with the Montrose Emergency Physicians who are doing the concert partnership.
Well, and we tend to touch on this element here every time we talk, but I think it really is super important just about the importance of community involvement. Of course, all these great season and concert partners and everybody, every business, every organization that supports the VSA. But as you can see from things like Phil the Cello, I mean, it really is, it's an all-volunteer orchestra, right? And the VSA is all-volunteer, and that is really just kind of highlights the importance of the continued support that you get from the community, and not just Montrose, the entire Western Slope. I think it's very important. So I know you're appreciative of everything. Everyone who has supported, but continued support is always always needed. And again, to use the word, always appreciated.
Right. You know, we can't do it alone, you know, without music stands and chairs and sheet music and practice space and marketing and paying our conductors and staff and ticketing software and a website and all that kind of jazz. We can't continue to do this. And we've grown a lot over the last 8 years, and we have a quarter-time executive director now, Stephanie Hellickson. She's one of our first violinists as well, and her dad and her brother also play cello in the orchestra. And so we have a lot of vision going forward, and actually we have a new vision statement, and that is connecting our communities through transformative live musical experiences. And that when we say communities, we have musicians from over a dozen different communities throughout the Western Slope. And we really are looking to get this organization to a sustainable place. And to do that, we need financial help. Mm-hmm. And we need additional leadership help with board members. And we have five new board members we're very excited about.
Good.
And, these things don't happen magically or sometimes easily. Right. So we really are looking for help with that sustainability piece. We've been around for 55, it'll be 55 years next year, and it's time to become sustainable. So we just are asking for people's support. And it could be, again, the whole Phil the Cello idea makes it easy and fun. And, but it also really does drive home the idea that this is a community endeavor, and we need everybody's help.
Again, well said. I think that, it's largely because of you two right there. And I know there are other people involved in the VSA, but you guys both are very, you move it forward and help it to grow. So we, as somebody who lives in Montrose, we appreciate that. just for the everything you bring to the fabric of the community. Troy, is there anything else you would like to add before we wrap up today?
No, other than come out and see the show. It's going to be a blast. We had a great rehearsal last night. We finish up next weekend in Montrose. And I think anyone who comes to this show will have something to walk out whistling. I think they're going to have a good time.
It is Laugh Saturday Morning Soundtracks. That, once again, is October 26th. That's a Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday, October 27th at 3 p.m. at the Montrose Pavilion. More info at valleysymphony.net. Stacey, anything you'd like to add before we wrap up?
Yeah, just to echo what Troy just said, you know, none of what we do would have meaning without our audience. And, you know, our performances are different than our rehearsals in that it creates a loop of excitement and connection between the composer, the musicians on the stage, and the observers and the audience that unifies us all in a timeless expression of human experience. So come out and experience it. Bring, you know, all ages, come out. It's going to be great.
I'm excited for it. I am excited for you both. And thank you again for everything you do and for taking the time today. That was Stacey Ryan, the Director of Communications and Development with the Valley Symphony Association, and Troy Raper, the Artistic Director and Orchestra Conductor of the VSA. We look forward to speaking with you both again, and we really appreciate your time. We'll now get back to our regularly scheduled programming on Town Square Media Montrose.